let me just say it right. All Allen Robinson did was just go along with the script.
Can anybody hear you?
That is the script right there.
Must be on
that's the phone. Script. Hey man, I'm glad to be here. I can't wait to retire here. That's the best quarterback I ever played with. Oh, that's the script. You want to know what's the script to get out? Delete everything about the team off your social media.
Mm-hmm.
That's the script to leave.
You get out like that.
Get right out. That's all you got. That's all the only two things you got to do. You ain't got to do nothing all extra crazy.
Wait a minute. Go on Twitter.
Right. Go on Twitter and black out everything.
What?
Just put down that you're a football player. Don't put down that you're a Philadelphia Eagle no more. Put down you're a football player because you want to get out.
That would hurry up trade you like that.
And then go on an interview and start talking a bunch of subliminals. All you got to do. That is all you got to do to get up out of there. When you want to get in out, that's all you got to do. That's it. And then next thing you know, if a team really don't like you or mad at you leaving, they'll say, oh, no, he was a disgruntled employee. He did this. He did that. You know.
Right. That would hurry up, Trey.
Or they make up a lie about you, like they did to Sean Jackson. Tell them that you gang affiliate. Back.
Yeah, he was in the Pac movie trying to sling.
He was in the Pac movie?
Yeah, he walked up to Haitian Jack, or Nigel, better yet, Nigel, in the club. Was like, man, I need like 50 of them. He like, you know what I'm talking? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'll say this.
Yeah, you got to go watch it.
It could be worse.
I got to rewatch it. I didn't even know he was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It could be worse if he'll be traded to Jacksonville. I mean, that's just a death wish.
I don't think that's worse, man. Jacksonville's the best team in the division.
No, the last two decades, when you go to Jacksonville or Oakland, it's just like, all right, good riddance.
Some people, but I don't think it's that bad now. Now, I don't know how Calvin really going to respond. He done changed his number to zero. I guess that's the amount of money that he got.
Amount of games he played last year, right? Zero?
Oh, that's the amount of money he got when he made that bet. Either way, I don't know what you want to call it. But the only thing I'm gonna say is, for everybody else that's in Jacksonville, Jacksonville is actually a pretty they the best team in the division.
Right.
I will say, let's just hope this isn't 2016 all over again. They have one fantastic season, they make the playoffs, and they fall right downhill.
I don't think they're gonna fall downhill. They got a terrific coach over there. You know what I mean? You wouldn't know nothing about that. They got a terrific coach over there.
Right? Oh shit!
If Doug Peterson is what now?
That's a terrific coach.
A Super Bowl coach.
I didn't say that. I said terrific.
I mean, if he was so terrific, the Eagles wouldn't have fired him. So,
well, maybe he got fired because he wanted something more than what they were given. Not because of his play on the field. That part. Anyway, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. How y'all doing out there? Welcome to Talk Gears Tuesday, baby. As y'all can see, we ain't start with no intro or nothing. We came right into y'all just talking shit. That's just how we do around here, all right? Ron, how you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good, man.
Okay. Zara, what up, Zara?
Hey, hi, hello, howdy.
Okay, all right. Ian, what's going on, Ian?
Not much, man. Watching Stanley Cup playoffs, the greatest postseason ever exists, man. I'm watching it right now, Tampa Bay and Toronto, so.
Okay. Dalton, what's going on, Dalton? How's everything doing, man? How is everything doing? D-Man is in the house. Yeah. I'm in the building. Listen, as y'all know, we start each and every week with our trash-ass player. Jay Jones, what up? What up?
Hey, what up, Jay?
Yeah. Ryan, what's your trash-ass player, Ryan?
I got a lot of them, but Draymond Green.
Yeah, I got him too.
Draymond Green, you doing your same old tricks again. You back at it again. How you gonna kick somebody? I know he had your foot. Hold your foot on the ground. I know that. But player, you gonna stomp that man on his chest.
Stomped
him. Then you act like you were the victim.
Man, curb stomp.
Wait, you not in Atlanta, player. You on the West Coast.
Stand up. When I move, you move.
Then my next trash ass player is Atlanta Hawks. Y'all act like Boston took y'all soul the other night. Y'all were not playing with no heart. Y'all were afraid to go in the paint. Y'all act like y'all never been there. Y'all act like the franchise never been where y'all at. Y'all gave up the cookies. Like they were Debo or somebody.
Debo!
Don't forget the milk, too. They gave up the milk.
He gave up the cookies, the milk, everything.
Debo!
So back to you, Dennis.
Yeah. What you got over there, Zara?
Debo! You can have your knife back. I steal. I don't kill. Let's go to them, the Oakland Awfuls, as I always call them. We call them that for years now, the Oakland Awfuls.
That's D-Man. They pathetic.
Pathetic. 3-14, worst team in baseball, and projected to be the worst team from day one, and they will hold that mark and be the worst team in baseball. Small ball, money ball, no balls, period.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's early, but the Houston Astros, you know, you shouldn't be 8-9, though. I don't care. I don't care how many games is played. You guys are champions. You guys need to lead by example. And you're 8-9. Fix that shit. Because we want to see you guys. My Mets want to see y'all in the series. Lastly, this is premature, but the media, I'm getting pissed here. I just know people aren't making this kind of money and making these big mistakes and scouting and just doesn't not have the ability. Carolina and Houston, if y'all both pass on CJ Stroud and y'all suck for another 5 to 10 years, don't blame nobody but yourselves. Deshaun Watson, I feel Deshaun Watson all over again. Except, again, of course, Patrick Mahomes, no worries. I get it. But still, we're talking about the dude arguably should have been a top 2-3 pick. Cleveland had the number 1 and number 12. They could have got Garrett and they could have got Watson. Instead, traded yet to the Houston Texans of all teams, who are now looking to get Stroud gifted to them at number 2 because Carolina's stupid asses. They're going to take Young, and now they don't want Stroud. Dude, I don't get it.
I mean, I get it, but
I see Deshaun Watson all over again. Whoever gets CJ Stroud at, like, I don't know, 5, 8, 12, wherever
he falls, ain't dropping that far.
Man, that's going to be franchise changing. And that's where I'm leaving mine, dude. I'm just pissed right now.
All right, what you got over there, Ian?
I mean, I'll say about Houston and CJ, there's actually a perfect reason why they don't want to take him, because his agent's the same as Deshaun Watson's agent. So because Deshaun Watson's agent's the same as CJ Stroud, that's the reason why Houston don't want to take him, because he'll be with the same agent, same agency. But so my two, the first is the Houston Rockets. The Houston Rockets tanked the entire year and yet lost in the NBA draft lottery odds. They are the number 2 in the NBA draft lottery. So they somehow failed at tanking. And I guess I could put the San Antonio Spurs at that same category too. They failed at tanking. So congratulations to you. And my second is the Milwaukee Bucks for whatever the heck that performance was in game 1. I mean, did they fall asleep? Like, did they not know that there was going to be a game played on Sunday? You know, did they take a little nap, you know, make sure that they were well-rested for game 2? Because the Milwaukee Bucks just simply didn't show up.
Right.
So, I got Milwaukee Bucks game 1 performance. And I got the Houston Rockets for not getting the highest draft odds despite tanking. So.
Absolutely. All right.
Well, my trash-ass players, I'm going to have to give it out there to the Minnesota Timberwolves, because I expect them to come in there and slap Denver in the mouth. Instead, they got their ass whipped. and didn't even look like that they wanted to fucking be there for real, for real. They could have let OKC be there for all that. OKC would have given them a better fight than that. That's just the way I feel about it. Toronto Raptors, got to put them in there too, man. Listen, you got to want it, man. You was up against the Chicago Bulls until a certain situation happened, and then next thing you know now, y'all was down and y'all started losing. So I'm going to have to put them in there, and let's get to the certified player, man.
Thank God Washington selling 18 to Magic Johnson and them. We won't be seeing what the owner of Washington Commodores, Dennis.
I don't know what his name was.
Well, y'all know
his name is Josh Harris and Magic Johnson. Just
The other one.
Dan Snyder.
We won't be seeing him no more. So, my next one is Mike Brown. He should get the head coach of the year. The way the Kings playing, enough said.
You feel
back
me?
To you, Dennis.
All right, what you got over there, Zar?
Let's just take it further. Kudos to the Sacramento Kings to officially end this so-called Warriors dynasty. Let's get them up out of there. The time is
it's only two games, sir. You're putting a lot on them. It's only two games, sir.
Hey, that's what I do, baby. I put it
on. I'm just saying, man. I don't want you to be sitting there and then somebody hit you up four games later. It's game six. Hey, so what was that you was talking about, Sacramento? Ain't nobody saying nothing about Sacramento. Two games, man.
You know what I'm gonna say when they do that, right?
What?
In my red voice. Oh, that was different. Hey, unfortunately, that's what we do, man. We stick our necks out there, and I'm sticking my neck out there. The series is over. It's like my boy said in Double Take, Eddie Griffin. It's like the 80s. It's over.
All right, Paul George. What's next?
All right. Kudos game one to Kawhi Leonard. The challenge of this is gonna be a great epic series, him and Kevin Durant. You know, been arguably top three players the last 5-7 years, Giannis and a lot of injuries, Kevin Durant, Kawhi, yeah. So this is cool that we get to see this matchup. You know, probably two top five small forwards of all time. So it's going to be epic. But game one, round one, went to Kawhi. I'm going to give him that. You got a question on that, Ian?
You said both are top five.
I think when last time I did it, I had Kawhi at number five. I think I had Durant at number three.
Okay. I mean, we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, it's arguable. Kawhi is arguable, but I think I did have him at five. Kudos to Triple J. And if you don't know who that is, Jaren Jackson Jr., Defensive Player of the Year in Memphis. You know, he hasn't played a full season yet. But, you know, kudos to him. Shout out to the Big Ten product. You know, I always represent the Big Ten. Kudos. Going to take it over to the Dizimon real quick. Tampa Bay Rays, 14-3, best record in baseball. They have came down to reality and have been 1-3, though, since starting 13-0, but I'm going to still big them up, 14-3. Kudos to the Pittsburgh Pirates, a team that I had on the rise starting the season 10-7. They were the worst team in the National League last year. I remember them or Oakland, who was worse overall, but, you know, Pittsburgh was right there, terrible, but they got a lot of promising talent. And then kudos, Ian, to the Milwaukee Brewers, 12-5, who I have in the playoffs and that you don't have in the playoffs. Playoffs.
All right. I mean, when they start selling off assets, when they're
you're going to bring up Arizona at 10-7.
Arizona's 10-7, leading the NL West.
Right. And then Milwaukee's 12-5, leading the NL Central. I'm just saying.
And when they're a game above 500,
hey, we can do a side bet. Between Milwaukee and Arizona. Arizona ain't going to be better than Milwaukee, brother.
What, for $2?
$4.
$4.
Hey, man, Milwaukee's going to start selling off at the deadline. I said that at the beginning of the year.
Nah, that division's up for grabs. St. Louis, I'm telling you, bro, nah, they're going to be buyers, bro. They're going to be buyers.
Nah, St. Louis is having a slow start. They'll recover.
I get it. So are the Phillies. So are the Padres. So are the Dodgers. The Astros.
Mm-hmm. Phillies always start off slow.
Okay. Right. Y'all do. So you ain't worried. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
What you got, Ian?
I mean, I'll say, my top two. The first one I got to go with is the recent news that came out of the NBA is the fact that the combine is now going to be required for NBA draftees. You know, if you want to be drafted, you have to attend the combine. I think that's actually very big news. Yeah, I mean, there's been the last decade, there have been NBA players who skip out on the combine and they just, you know, they do interviews, they do private workouts and stuff like that. They skip the combine entirely. So I say them having to actually attend the combine, it being required, I think that's good for the NBA.
Well, that's good for the media. That's good for people like us. Because if you get that, you know, I just found this out from a guy that works in the NBA media department. If you get that media pass, you get the scout. You get the day that they do the lottery. You get the scouting day. I mean, you get the combine day, and you get the draft day. You get all three of them in a package.
Right. And then my second certified would be Ryan Mountcastle. He's a first baseman for Baltimore. He had in one game, I think, 6 RBIs. You know, he had one home run, 6 RBIs. I think he went 5 for 5. You know, he had absolutely a great game for Baltimore. So I just want to give a shout out to him for that.
Okay, that's all you got. My certified player goes to DeMar DeRozan's daughter. Her screaming allowed Toronto to miss damn near 11 free throws. Okay, let me give a certified player out there to DeMar DeRozan's daughter. She was screaming her ears off at them every time they was at the free throw line. They missed 11 free throws due to her screaming. She was the MVP of that game. She was the GOAT. I also want to give a certified player out there to Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is playing lights out, and so is Tyrese Maxey, playing lights out. Gotta love those Philadelphia 76ers. 10-9-8-76. You understand? No. 1-2-3-4-5-6s.
No.
All right. Come on, Ron. Let's get these questions together.
Number one, name a older pass rusher you think they will have a great season, Czar?
Rookie or any pass rusher?
Yeah, older, sir.
Older.
What the hell is older mean? Over, what's older? 28 older, fool? All right, DeMarcus Lawrence, fool.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Y'all feel what I'm sizzling?
Dennis.
This is what I do.
Not really, but.
I ain't talking about Martin Lawrence. I said DeMarcus Lawrence.
Dennis.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Fletcher Cobb.
Homer.
Fuck you, want DeMarcus Lawrence? What is wrong with you?
Oh, that was different. Do you know my motto today? Oh, that was different. Come on, bro. My motto today. Oh, that was
different. How about you repeat the question for the people in the chat?
Name a older pass rusher you think they will have a great season. I mean, a great year.
Great season. Yeah, I want to say somebody like Myles Garrett, but I'm trying to think of, you know, that's old or not. You know what? Give me Zach Allen. Give me Zach Allen.
Calais Campbell. Why do everybody keep saying fucking Calais Campbell?
They know.
Because when you think of old, you think Jared of Calais Campbell.
Great knowledge. His opinions isn't always the best.
they're a low blow.
Jared knowledge can suck a fat baby's ball.
Jared has great knowledge. It's just his face turned off.
Jared said that Nolan Smith is going to be the next Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Hey. On the side of the road with that shit.
I just said he has great knowledge. His takes aren't always the best. Mel Kiper Jr., which is a compliment and insult at the same time.
My next question. Name your top five NFL secondary in the NFL right now. Czar.
You mean a tandem of all fours? Two quarters? Yep. Wow, on the spot, huh? This off the dome.
No, just give me the team.
I'm going to take five. I'm going Miami is in there. Dallas is in top five. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to name them. Okay. I'm going to name them. We're going to be top five. We got Gilmore. We got Diggs. We got Donovan Wilson. And we got Curse. That's a top five DB.
Put your white ass down.
I'm telling you. I remember this. We got receipts. Miami. Yeah. I would have said Philly, but y'all lost y'all safeties.
I'm still saying
I'm gonna go Green Bay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go 49ers, even though I don't want to put them in there. And then lastly, I'm gonna go with Seattle.
You said Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
That might be a tough one right there. Dennis, what you got for me?
I like Philly. I like Miami. I like the Jets.
Jets is a good one.
Who else did I like? They got two solidified corners.
Denver.
Yeah, y'all safeties are trash.
Denver. Yeah, I like them. I like them.
Oh, Denver. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. It's off the dome. Denver. You know, I'm gonna put Denver.
You know what? I like the LA Chargers.
I'm putting Denver over Seattle, though. I'm keeping my Miami, Dallas, Green Bay, and who else did I say? I can't remember.
Seattle.
No, I said I know. I took them out.
Okay.
So I said Green Bay, Miami, and I forgot my other one. But go ahead, Ian.
Yeah. Talk to him.
Number five, I'm gonna go with Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Number four, I'm going to go with Carolina. You know, that got really good secondary. Good up and coming secondary.
Carol, who?
Number three, I got to go with Seattle. The Legion of Boom 2.0 is starting to be created up there in Seattle. Number two would be Philadelphia. I have a lot of props for Philadelphia. But number one has got to be Green Bay. You know, Green Bay Packers, they have arguably one of the best secondaries.
Even they lost. Wait a minute. Even they lost their defense corner head coach, DB coach.
I'm just saying to you that their secondary, they are six deep. I mean, they arguably have, six deep when it comes to defensive backs. Okay. And they have a top three corner in Jaire Alexander, too. So,
you feel me?
My next question is, do you trust your backer quarterback to win three games to get to, to win three games to get your team to the playoffs? Dennis.
No.
Oh, you don't trust Mariola? Wow.
Never had him. Motherfucker.
Hey, matter of fact, Jared, where do you rank Dallas secondary? You know all four starters. I just said them. I definitely trust my backup to win three games. He's done it. He won three games before it went to playoffs, but very important. We're 0-1, and everybody was ready to throw in the towel because of our schedule. We played the Bengals the next game, and he won, I think, three until we lost to Philly, I believe. But then even the year before, it wasn't three games, but he came in on a big night and beat the Vikings on Monday night on the road. Rush can win three games to get us where we need to go.
Yeah.
I thought Trey had
PJ Walker. Automatic. I'd say he'd win one game. I think PJ Walker would win one game. It'd be against the Falcons, though, ironically. If we had to beat somebody, it would be the Falcons.
Wait. P.J. Walker played for the Bears?
About time that y'all
remember he was a perfect backup for the system.
About time that y'all a solid backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Andy Dalton. Walker played for the Bears? We had Nick Foles. I mean,
well, I'm really about to be a Bears supporter now.
By the way, I got Dallas at 6. To answer Zara's question, who?
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
I'd say number 6. Yeah, that'd be number 6.
I trust my backup quarterback.
Huh. Yes, Rodgers can win 3. Absolutely, Josh.
No, Aaron Rodgers is backup.
Okay, Jared. I feel it. I like Gilly as the number 2, not the pressure. Like I said, that's the same that goes for Ramsey. I think bounce back for him not being the 1. Like, he go right over to the number 2. I'm telling you, Miami and Dallas, look out for the secondaries over there, baby.
My next question. Will you give DeMarcus Cousins a chance if you a GM?
Sorry, Ron. We all know the place. And don't forget about Hooker. We say safety used to be a need. Now it's a luxury. Hooker is also a very good safety for us. But go ahead, Ron. Sorry.
Will you give DeMarcus Cousins a chance if you a GM for your NBA team? Zuck.
No.
Hell no.
No.
Why?
I've never liked that crybaby. I've never liked him. In college, in Kentucky, he cries. You touch him, he cries. The dude messed up his own career because he's a crybaby. Would never give that man a chance on the
board. First off, my answer is completely different than Czar's.
Give me your end.
Mine is mainly, A, his age. You know, he is older. You know, he's been in the NBA for a decade.
Okay.
2 would be his injury concerns. You know, he's been injured 4 or 5 times at this point, so he would have to be a liability.
Okay.
And lastly, when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins, when it comes to a veteran's minimum, you know, you're not paying him the rookie minimum. You're not paying him the league minimum. No, you have to pay him the vet minimum. So I'm just I wouldn't do it.
That's a good answer, Ian. Oh, real quick, shout out. Good looking bringing up Bland. One of my best friends from high school used to coach Bland. He's from California, the Central Valley out here, about 1.5 hours from me. So shout out to Bland. You know, that's some good stuff right there. Appreciate it.
Dennis.
Boogie Cousins can come to Philly. Fuck what they talking about. Come to Philly.
You have them.
We will gladly take Boogie Cousins.
Boogie Cousins. They come to the Atlanta Hawks.
Why
the Atlanta Hawks played scared the other day?
Y'all need him.
And he would light shit up.
But you're willing to pay him $2.5 million for the vet minimum? You're willing to pay him
$2.5 million?
Yeah, I will.
I
would pay him. Other players, nothing. I mean, playing some other players, they ain't giving you nothing. So, hell yeah.
I will pay him that right now.
No, sir.
Right now.
Must got some breaking news about to happen.
Why?
Because when yo say yo, that's when you know.
Nah, he just see me on the screen. He's like, oh, yeah, that's Czar.
No. Yo say yo 3 times. Something crazy about to happen.
I see. I told you. See, Dennis? I'm here. What up, BJ?
My next question. In what round you think the top offensive lineman will go in? Dennis.
It's not round, it's pick, man. I told you to switch that. The pick that I think the top offensive lineman gonna go is to the Bears at 9.
Ian, forget all that. Tell him, E. Oh, man. Yeah, the first lineman gonna be top 10. I'm gonna actually go with Atlanta.
No. On your next question, do not say round, say pick.
All right. Yeah.
Well, first off, I'm gonna address this real quick. If Chicago is gonna take an offensive line, it's gonna be in day 2. We gotta get an edge rusher. We gotta get somebody to get to the quarterback. That's our biggest.
No, I believe that guy y'all got. I think it's either 91 or 90. I don't know his name, but he's nice.
He's nice, but he's not our number 1. You know, he's nice, but he's not that guy. And yeah, Atlanta, they just signed two offensive linemen this offseason. They extended Lidstrom. They re-signed McGarry. I think offensive line is not their biggest need.
You lost your mind.
But I'm going to say this. When it comes to offensive line, a team that really needs it is the Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders, you got to protect your quarterback.
That's another one.
Now, if the Raiders weren't so quarterback hungry, if the Raiders weren't so quarterback hungry, I would have them go take the offensive lineman at 7. But the Raiders are dumb, and they're going to go trade up for a quarterback. So
how about Tennessee? How about
the Colts? They don't trade up. I would say maybe.
How about the Colts?
Nah, the Colts offensive line is pretty set. I mean, they're not terrible.
Wait a minute. What was that bullshit this season?
They was injured. I keep telling y'all that. Y'all keep saying the same thing.
I mean, they still have Ryan Kelly. They still have Quentin Nelson.
And Gilmore, they lost, and who actually had a good season despite the terrible season.
I said Raiders.
I didn't say Colts.
I think the Colts got a pretty good offensive line. I still think the Colts got a pretty good offensive line.
Yeah, the Colts have a pretty good offensive line. It's not offensive line.
Sir, don't make me say it, sir. Sir. Don't make me say it, sir.
My next question. Who is a number one wide receiver in this NFL draft? And what pick you think he will go? I'm gonna get drafted in, Dennis.
Wait. Okay, so I'm gonna go first because you said my name. Then you said Dennis. So to me, the obvious answer is Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He is the obvious answer. He is the best receiver in
this. What pick though? That's the question. What pick?
I have him going to the Houston Texans at pick 12.
I do too. Good fucking pick. Good fucking pick.
Raw, what you got for me?
Yeah, y'all got the team right, but it's gonna be Quentin Johnston. It's gonna be Quentin Johnston.
I mean, if you're counting the Texas discount, you know, counting the fact that he's from Texas, I get it. All right.
It's gonna be tell him, Jerry. Yeah. I tell you, we got the knowledge. This is both a good pick from Jared.
Both of y'all eat y'all eggs right out the cart. What you talking about?
Dennis, what you got from him?
Trust me.
And call him hard boy. I said I got the same thing he ain't got.
But I do. I think I am leaning Jigba as the number two, though. I wasn't initially. I was liking Addison. But I do.
And
think
would that be the Patriots or would that be somebody else?
I hope
not. Patriots at 14.
If the Patriots, that'd be terrible.
I hope not. I could see Atlanta getting him. Do we need a number two wide receiver?
With what pick?
Number 9?
Our second pick.
Nah, he won't be there, bro.
He's not going to drop that far. No.
And you ain't getting all that nice stuff in the second round, right?
You might get Jordan Addison because a lot of people have been talking bad about him. So you might be able to get Jordan Addison with your second
round. Nah, they might be able to get Flowers in the second round.
They might get Josh Downs in the second round.
Yeah. No. Wait a minute. Downs, yes. But Flowers going to the Giants.
You don't like Flowers?
No.
I think if he don't go to the Giants, I think the Giants going to make that pool and go get a D-Hop. I really do. I think they're going
to
make
that pool. The Chargers need a receiver, though, to keep that in mind. The Chargers need a receiver.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. The Chargers don't need no more fucking receivers, Joe.
They need a pass catcher.
How many fucking stars do the Chargers need to win fucking 10 games? Damn.
Bro.
All of them.
They got a star on every level.
Allen is on the way down, brother.
Look, Keenan Allen's a veteran. Mike Williams can't stay
healthy. Mike Williams ain't even a set number one.
He can't
play a full season either.
Right.
They're saying
here about tight end because Kellen
Moore likes to throw the ball 50 times. They will draft another pass catcher, whether it's a receiver or a tight end. That will be their first pick.
How about the Rams?
Who?
The Rams?
They ain't got a pick into the second round.
They got a second round pick. They don't got a first. They trade it to the Lions for one Super Bowl. So,
yep. Ooh. Real chop.
Well, Green Bay, they could draft
Hey, you don't know the Green Bay
Packers. Green Bay ain't drafting a wide receiver in the first round.
The rule I tell y'all this every year. I'll make the script. The Packers will take a tight end because they don't have receivers in the first round. So
I mean, it don't make – let me be quiet.
Right.
Let me be quiet. Keep that to myself. Next question. Who is the best corner in this NFL draft?
Come on, man. You got it. What? You know that. What's his name?
What college
he from? Where's the whiteout game held at?
University of Oregon, man. Hey, I appreciate the shout out.
We smacked y'all last time we played Oregon. Penn State, Joey Porter Jr.
I mean, when best Joey Porter gets taken, when Joey Porter,
better tell him.
Wait a minute. They got Porter
Jr.
They got him the third or the fourth. They got him the third or fourth best corner.
Well, they got.
And you know what? Let me tell you what it is. All right. Let me tell you what it is. Christian Gonzalez from Oregon is the best defensive back in this draft. He's the best defensive back.
No, he's not.
Then next, you got Devon Witherspoon from Illinois. He is number two. He's the second best.
No.
And then after that, I would have Joey Porter Jr. He would after Witherspoon. He will go after Gonzalez.
You're wrong, sir.
What about Ken Smith?
He's a second round pick.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Now, I understand what y'all said. Those are who y'all like, okay? Those are y'all picks. If you asking me what corner I'm going with, I'm going with the corner that went against the best wide receivers in the draft. I'm going with Kellen Ringo. That's who I'm going with. I've been telling Ryan this since fucking November.
Joey Porter would have been Ringo.
Right, but Ringo went against everybody. Ringo played everybody for the last 2 years.
You're going to be dead wrong, brother.
It's all right. Ringo played. But here's the thing. They got him slated to go in the second round. So it don't matter how wrong I am. He is second round pick. I ain't jumped the first round to go get him.
You're going
to
be wrong as far as how they pan out, too, though, is what I'm saying.
But this the thing, though, Dennis, a lot of times he got beat, too. In no game.
Joey Porter Jr.
Yeah, he got beat. He's going against the best. The fuck? He's going against the best a lot.
Joey Porter Jr. is the best shutdown corner in this draft.
I don't know about that.
Watch. Letting y'all know.
We'll see. We will see.
He's got the pedigree.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We will see, sir.
Question: who should win the NBA Coach of the Year, Dennis?
I'm going with Mike Brown.
Yeah,
that's a kind of an obvious answer. It's Mike Brown. Let's just be honest. It's not even a debate.
Oh, he got Tomlinson tied with Porter. Okay, all right. I hear you. Hey, well, you got the Porter part right. That's for sure. I do like Gonzalez though. Thomason, all right, that's interesting. That award's done. That's I forgot who the three finalists were. It don't even matter. It's a Brown for sure. That's a guarantee. It's a guarantee.
My last question for tonight is: Bam Adebayo a top five center in the NBA right now? Dennis.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, of course, if we can say that about a bunch of players if we increase their weaknesses. but he ain't 2 inches taller, but I hear you on that. What was I gonna say? Wait, you say I got thrown off talking to Jared. What was the question? Who was what now?
Is it Bam? Adebayo.
We just went over that, man. So Joker, Embiid, Cat, Sabonis, no, Vucevic. I say no.
No.
Yeah. He can argue him. He's right there at that 5-6 spot.
I put him exactly at 5. You know, he's like number 5.
That's where I got him at 5.
I love Homer. I put Vucevic at 5.
I got him.
Vucevic is sucking fat baby ball.
Hey, it's all right. When y'all put out, I'm coming for you.
Bet to you, Dennis.
All right, so who y'all think should get the head coaching jobs for the Rockets and the Pistons? Let me hear it, Ron.
Wow. I think, well, if old boy ain't blackballed, it look like they might get, Nia Long Jr.
Ime Udoka?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Nia Long Jr. at Detroit. And then Houston. It should be Clyde Drexler. But since you're not, I'm going to go with
Where did that name come from?
I'm going to go with Mark Jackson.
Okay. All right, what you got, Ryan?
I'll be going with Mark Jackson for Houston. And I'll be going with the ex-Boston head coach for Detroit.
Okay, what you got over here, Ian?
I don't know nearly enough about it, so I'm going to say none. However, I'm going to say Mark Jackson. You've been saying this for the last 9 years, last 8 years, last 10 years, last 7 years, last 6 years. If he hasn't been hired as a head coach, he's not going to be hired as a head coach now. All right. How many years has it been since he's been fired? I mean, come on now. Like, everybody keeps saying Mark Jackson's going to get hired, and every offseason it doesn't happen. So.
But. You know what he do, y'all in?
What?
He just sit back and look at that Warrior team that he put together.
I mean, here's the thing about it. Steve Kerr has all those rings in his closet. It's not Mark Jackson.
Wait a minute. This the thing. He was there before Steve Kerr.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, so using that logic, college made the Chicago Bulls, not Phil Jackson.
All right.
Hey, man, let me mess with
my using that. Using that logic.
Mess with my boy Doug Collins, man.
I'm just saying, using that logic, I mean.
I mean, I just, let's be honest, he did put the Warrior team together.
Look, he helped it, but Steve Kerr is what made him into a championship. Come on.
Nah, I'm not going to get into the debate with you, but Mark Jackson would have won the same rings or more.
But the problem is,
I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not saying Mark Jackson. For the Houston Rockets, I'm gonna say Sam Cassell. For the Detroit Pistons, I'm thinking either Nate McMillan or Patrick Ewing.
Didn't Patrick Ewing just get fired though?
But everybody gets fired and get another job.
Okay. Fired.
Why you said Nate McMillan, Dennis?
I like what Nate McMillan did with the Hawks. I just think it's just the Hawks.
Okay.
All right. Ronnie Ryan. What's up with you, Ronnie Ryan? You good?
Well, with all these injuries going on, right? Do y'all think that these teams still have a chance with their stars being injured? You know, I'm talking about Greek Freak, and we still talking about Ja Morant. We're talking about Tyler Hero. Somebody else is injured.
Really depends on the depth of the team, to really be honest with you. It depends on what they got around them.
So do you think they still got a chance? You think Milwaukee still has a chance to beat the Heat?
No.
But no, I mean, Milwaukee, they're going to beat Miami. But yeah. Memphis versus L.A., that's going to be difficult. That one, I'm not going to lie.
I don't see Milwaukee beating the Heat without.
But here's the thing. Milwaukee has a deeper team. I mean, Miami, you got three solid guys in front, but you don't really have that much depth.
Right. Makes sense.
What you feel those are?
No, I agree with Ian on that one. I agree with that. Can't really add much more to that. He said Gobert. No, I got Joker, Embiid, Cat, Sabonis, and Vucevic. Gobert can't. That you gotta be. You gotta at least be able to play some type of offense to be in my top five.
Okay, now I feel as though I still feel as though it's gonna be difficult for Memphis because they don't have a guy that's a one-on-one guy now with Ja Morant not being in. The Lakers are playing pretty good at this moment. So it's gonna be difficult, but I think the Heat like they like sharks in the water. I think they smell blood and they going after Milwaukee. You're gonna need a hell of a performance from Middleton, who I believe has a chance, but you're gonna need a hell of a performance from Middleton in order to get this thing, you know, done if you're Milwaukee.
If they lose game two, Miami will win the series. I will say that. What you say, Ian?
I'll repeat the question. My apologies.
What the hell?
No, you think Miami has a chance to beat Milwaukee?
No, I don't.
Why?
The reason why is because with Milwaukee, the one thing I've always given Milwaukee credit to is their roster has actually been built a lot more solid than people give them credit for. With Milwaukee, you do have some solid guys down low. I can appreciate the game of guys like Chris Middleton. Grayson Allen's a solid shooter coming off the two. And their point guard, by the way, is very underrated. You know, I give a lot of credit to him. So with Drew Milwaukee, Holiday. Absolutely. So when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, because of how well built the roster is, yes, losing Giannis is definitely going to hurt. But I'm just saying that when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks, I think their roster is as deep as they need to be. So I got to say, Milwaukee, they got a chance.
You agree with that, Dennis?
No, Milwaukee does not have a chance.
Why not?
Because they need Giannis. They need Giannis to win this tournament.
Right.
I learned from Czar. Fuck out of here, Czar.
I was waiting for you to get it. Oh, man. All right, what's the next question?
No, that is it. Do anybody got any last words, man? That is it.
Oh, man. That's
funny. Like and share the show. Thank you to the fans. Though we would not be here.
Hold on, Ian, he changed it back
for you. Because this is Vegas Hockey Hub, Czar. This is Vegas Hockey Hub, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m.
Glad you were happy to do the show with me, though, Ian. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Ronnie Ron in the building, founder, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I said you ain't got nothing else. Y'all all good?
Yeah, go Mets.
Postseason hockey's great.
Let's see. Go Mets. Go Cowboys. Let's get these all this nice stuff in this draft.
No.
You know, man, let's get it.
Yeah. And make sure April 22nd. Make sure if y'all in Jersey, somewhere near Jersey, make sure y'all get the jersey at 4 p.m. East Orange. We got our draft party going on in Jersey, April 22nd. Make sure y'all come to.